What's up, Packers fans? Welcome back to Carry the G and MKE. Aaron Nagler here with Camille Davis, fresh off her trip to Lambeau Field, watching the Packers get that dub. Camille, how was it? How was Lambeau? How'd the gold package do?
The gold package was outstanding. Listen.
All right.
Outstanding. About time we get to put some respect on the gold package name.
Love it.
It was a great time. I love being able to go up to Lambeau, especially when I'm able to bring friends or family who've never been to a game before.
Oh, that's the best.
It was just so fun. I got to bring one of my closest friends and her fiance, and the four of us with my husband, we tailgated. Nothing like having brats at 9 a.m. I don't know
why
they taste.
They taste so good so early.
Oh, good.
That's so funny you say that. I made some 2 weeks ago before I went into the studio, and my girls were like, what are you doing? Like, it's 9 a.m. They taste perfect at that time of day.
Something about it. So, I mean, between the brats and just getting out there early, we were able to get up to Green Bay by 9 a.m. So traffic was great when we left. Got there early, got to get into the stadium at a good time and watch the Packers win, which is something I was fingers crossed hoping for. Mm-hmm. Again, bringing some new folks up there who've never been to Lambeau.
Well, it was crazy to see how much – it's so funny how West Coast team in Lambeau, and you think the cold's going to be the issue. Like, that's the narrative that most people would paint. But it was the sun. It was so funny to see how much kind of havoc it wreaked. I mean, no bigger moment than when, the receiver for the Chargers dropped the ball, like, basically with a touchdown in his hands, looking right into the sun, and he literally points at the sun, like, I lost it. Like, I think Lombardi was shining down on the Packers yesterday because there were a number of missed chances that, the Packers got away with one, I would say.
Absolutely. You know? And I wish the sun was shining more on my section at Lambeau so I could have been warmer.
Was a little cold in the shade?
It was quite cold. It felt like November in the shade. In the sun, you're like, oh, what a beautiful November day. In the shade, it was like, oh my God. But no, right. On the field with the sun, it was interesting watching that because to your point, you would think it's the cold that has a bigger impact, but it was really the sun. And luckily, the Packers didn't seem to have as many situations where the sun was the cause for something that went wrong for them. And last week when we talked, we mentioned that this might become a track meet between these two teams. And listen, if any team can outbeat themselves better than the Packers can, like we've talked about the Packers beating themselves throughout the year, but the Chargers charged so hard in this game. And I was thankful for it. It's not like the defense was excellent. But to give them credit, like we had five guys out there in our secondary who none of us probably would have guessed.
Absolutely.
Would be starting in the secondary, but thankfully, the Chargers charged really hard with the Parham drop with fourth down in the first.
Yep.
He and Allen dropped what should have been a touchdown on like third and goal in the red zone, and another red zone drop from Keenan Allen. Which Keenan Allen having two drops in the same game in big moments, don't expect that too much.
You don't go in thinking that's going to happen. No. And then of course the big drop by was Johnson up the right sideline there at the end. I mean, I'll take it. I'll definitely take it. People who were not dropping the ball were the Packers receivers.
Beautiful.
I mean, for the most part. Obviously, there's always one or two. But, I mean, it helped Jordan Love get to his first 300-yard game. And, like you said, we did expect it to be a bit of a track meet, right? And I think it was in the sense of like going back and forth. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of pendulum swings in this game. Obviously, they left a lot of points on the field. But big day for Jordan. Love to see him kind of break that milestone. And look, there were certainly a lot of help from those receivers as far as yards after the catch, run after the catch, so to speak, yards after contact, things of that nature. But, man, there were a handful of plays where Jordan Love looked really impressive, and he just continues to kind of build on success here these last 3 weeks, I would say. You're really starting to see the quarterback I think the Packers had hoped they would see at some point this season.
And the fans were hoping to see as well. I know there's going to be a certain subset of people who like being right more than they like their team.
They're in my mentions this morning, Camille. I'll tell you that.
After a win?
Yep.
Like, but all that being said, like you said, it's the first 300-yard passing game of Love's career. It's the first time the Packers have had one in almost 2 years. I believe the last time I wrote it down, December 12th, 2021, when Rodgers shredded the Bears for 341. So it's a long time to go in Green Bay without a 300-yard passer. And as mentioned, it wasn't just through, Love's tenure. It was last year as well with this team. But seeing these young wide receivers start being able to pick things up was it 2 weeks ago when we heard coaches come out and say, like, the receivers have looked just outstanding in practice, and soon this will translate on the field. And we're starting to see it. Like, last week we were on here talking about, like, I know the numbers don't show it, but I think Love might have one of his best games so far this season. And then this year we get, or this week we get here against the Chargers, and he has himself a day. And these receivers, like, it's been so many times throughout this season where you're seeing young guys run the wrong routes. They're dropping passes. Love overthrowing them, underthrowing them. And like you mentioned, there was still some of that there. It wasn't a perfectly clean game. But for all five receivers who got in the game to be able to have a catch, make an impact, for both of our tight ends, Tucker Kraft, I didn't even know he had that in him. The bag. I didn't know it was out of, you know, he stepped out after the hurdle, but yet and still, like, the crowd went crazy when we saw him hurdle a guy and continue going. So it didn't count, but you're starting to see some of these skill guys really take over and start to find themselves and look cleaner, play cleaner. I can't wait to watch the quarterback school.
The breakdown.
Breaking down Love's performance and seeing how the schemes were looking and how they were attacking. And I mean, again, things to clean up for sure, but in a developmental year, what we're looking for is progress. And I mentioned before, it's not always linear, but we're seeing it happen.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it was interesting coming off of that game yesterday. I was so uncharacteristically despondent after a win.
After a win, yeah.
Because of the performance of the defense. And I understand they did what they needed to do at the end of the game, right? They shut the door. They got off the field twice to close it out, right, and to get the victory. But it was needing – I needed to go back and kind of recalibrate exactly what you were talking about there as far as how many young guys were playing in that secondary. And it showed up again and again with guys wide open, missed assignments, missed tackles. You know, I understand that you're going to take your lumps when you have a lot of young guys. I had hoped for a more cohesive performance on the back end. But at the end of the day, they did do the job as far as limiting the Chargers, who scored – barrel loads of points against the Lions the week before. For the most part, they kept them out of the end zone. I think the really disheartening thing was some of the lack of physicality and the poor tackling again in certain situations that really kind of got me down. But at the same time, you know, I want to be encouraged by, okay, Valentine's getting all this time. They certainly had bad moments, each of them, but they all also had like little slivers of, okay, there's something you can work with and there's some physicality. But, man, it really feels like Joe Barry escaped from this one simply because, like, the Chargers made so many mistakes. As he said, the Chargers charged hard. It's hard for me to, like, I don't know, take away much positive as far as, yeah, the defense, like, held them out of the end zone. But most of that I would attribute to the Chargers much more so than the Packers defense.
And I think that's fair. And I love the fact that you brought up Joe Barry. And being like, I just kind of feel like he kind of got away with one this past week. Instead of saying, like, the defense got, like, they did for sure. Right. But again, this defense that we put on the field this past week against the Chargers, the secondary in particular, very, very young. It's not a group you would have thought to see. And one thing that stood out to me when watching Valentine live is, like, you know, you get to watch the player the entire way through. And the level of energy and just... he is never just stationary. Even after plays, he's dancing, he's getting up, he's trying to stay hyped the whole time. And I was like, that is some energy that you definitely need in the secondary. But like you mentioned, there were missed tackles. Even with the defense and the line, you're looking at Rashawn Gary and Kenyon Clark, and they were pretty quiet until like the end of the game.
Right at the end of the game, when you absolutely needed it. Yep.
So get something done, and they were able to come through in those moments. But facing Justin Herbert, we knew going into it, like, you're going to need to be sharp. That is a great quarterback on the other side, and I'm sure he was lamenting the fact that they didn't win this game because it was right there in their hands to win. But with the age of this group, and I think about the Bucks a little bit in this way, where Giannis says it often, you know, every day we're just trying to get better, and it might not look the same every time, but we're just trying to get better. Him saying that now doesn't always seem the same now that they're, you know, championship contending team. This sounds like coach speak from a player, but he's been saying that's been his mentality since he came into the league. I'm just trying to get better every single day. And that's the same frame that I'm looking at this Packers team with. Joe Barry, I still got my beefs with for sure. Didn't like some of the calls. Like, I just didn't understand some things that were happening, but the guys that were out on the field, missed tackles aside, Like, they showed up to play. They did what they had to do to keep this game in a winnable strike for the offense to do their job.
Right.
And that piece of it, I'm appreciative of. Now, again, a lot of work to be done. And this probably isn't the secondary you want to roll out there when, oh, you know, you have everything firing. But with what they had to use with who they were facing, overall, I would give them a bit of a higher grade just because it was a lot of the backups in the game. For the secondary, at least, when looking at, like, grading the pass defense this particular game.
Yeah, it was funny because, like, Matt in this post-game presser, you know, praised Joe for so much single high safety at the end. And I'm like, yeah, well, the single high safety is the reason Johnson gets free up that right sideline. And thank God he drops it. But
should have been a touchdown for them.
Should have been a touchdown. And here's the thing. Valentine, he had a really up and down game. Like, there, again, like, there were moments where you saw the energy and the physicality. But, man, he had a number of plays where they had him up in press coverage and he goes for the jam and just completely whiffs.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't even get a finger on the guy. So these are the kind of growing pains, right, the lumps you got to take. But, man, that needs to coalesce here in the last half of the season. And, look, to your point, it's kind of the point, right, as far as these young guys, they're going to be put in spots and it's going to be hard to watch sometimes, and it certainly was at moments yesterday. But that's the whole point of getting these guys on the field, the reason you trade away Rasul Douglas when you get an offer, because you want to get these guys on the field. Doesn't make it easier when Rasul's there on the Jets game, picking off Wilson, looking like a dog. Oh, my gosh. That was hard to watch. But I know these young guys just got to get that experience that Rasul has. They're not going to get it sitting on the bench. So, but, yeah, we talked about young guys in the secondary, but back on the offensive side, I mean, everybody, to a man, you mentioned Tucker Kraft. I think he played more snaps yesterday than he's played pretty much all season. It was great to see him involved in the passing game in a number of different occasions. And then, you know, I don't think there was a guy there that didn't make a play. You know what I mean? Like, everybody had an opportunity and seized it. And that's what you want to see. It certainly wasn't happening at the beginning of the year. That certainly wasn't the case during the four-game losing streak, right? But now it seems that these guys at least – once or twice a game, each and every one of them seemed to rise to the occasion and make a play. I thought it's funny because I've been watching and hearing a lot about Jaden Reed after the game, I think for obvious reasons.
Right.
You know, you hear about Christian Watson finally getting in the end zone. Awesome to see. But, man, Romeo Doubs had a really good game, and nobody's talking about it. I think it's kind of become expected for Romeo. You know, like, not only the touchdown, but, like, the work between the 20s, he's becoming just this really good, solid, dependable receiver that you gotta have on your team. And Romeo seems to be that guy. Like, there's not a young guy you can point to now where you're like, that guy's not pulling his weight or contributing.
Romeo, like you mentioned, he does his job and he does it with, he doesn't need any accolades around it. He is trying to win the game. And that touchdown grab that he had, which Love said, like, it was slightly underthrown. And I was like,
right.
A little bit, but when passes aren't perfect, it gives the receiver a chance to really show out.
Right.
And that touchdown catch from Doubs where he snatches it out the air and then has the mindset to be like, okay, let me move this actually away from the defender.
So he can't swipe at it. Yes.
So you can't swipe. It's going 1,000%, to be a very clean catch. Like, it's just an intelligent play. And Doubs has shown to me, like, this is a real possession type of wide receiver. You can throw it up. I thought that was going to be Watson. Like, just throw it up, let him go get it.
As soon as you saw the ball leave Love's hand, right, you thought, oh, God, he's throwing it up to Watson. I thought the exact same thing. It's
but
like,
nope.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Nope, here's Doubs going up to get it. And he is fulfilling that role really well. And I think what we're also starting to see with these young receivers is, like, they're all starting to kind of carve out what they're really good at and what they can be. Like, again, I thought Watson was going to be our possession guy, our speedster, but, like, Watson hasn't put up the numbers we thought that he would, and there's been mistakes. He had a mistake earlier in the game as well where, the Packers are penalized. They got to move back. But you're seeing him also do little things right. Like, he's blocking with
his
energy.
Blocking yesterday, the best it's been.
Fantastic.
Best it's been in Green Bay. No
Fantastic.
Question.
Fantastic. When you're watching, you're like, wow, like, these guys are buying into the little roles in addition to things where it's like, this might not show up on the stat sheet to say, like, I had an outstanding game here. But when you look through the film, you can see I contributed to winning with little plays by doing my job on whatever that play was and doing it well. And that's encouraging to see. You're seeing all our little rookies like Wicks and Reed, and you're like, I didn't know what to expect from them. We thought maybe, you know, they could do something from the slot, but you're seeing Reed be able to play quite a few different ways.
You can play him anywhere. And also, offense. I want to give a shout out to Malik Heath. Yes. I mean, you talk about doing the little things. Not only did he get his first reception on an option, but, you know, that's obviously a play where Love has the option to throw it there if the receiver is off, and Jordan took it, and Heath was ready for it. How many times have we seen in this offense, whether it's Jordan, whether it was Aaron, where the quarterback sees something and goes for it, and the receiver's not on the same page, right? Malik was right there, knew exactly what to expect. And then on Reed's touchdown run, I mean, look at Malik Heath downfield. That's teach tape right there. He's just erasing a dude. I mean, that's a guy who's, like, embracing his role. You talk about the role players and needing to contribute to a win. Malik Heath did his job yesterday and contributed to a win. And, yeah, it's so exciting to watch each and every one of these guys kind of rise to the occasion. The flip side of this, of course, is they're doing a lot in the passing game, and they're doing it well, much higher levels than we saw earlier in the season. Unfortunately, the other part of the offense, the running game, that has been hard to watch. I mean, I think AJ ran hard as hell yesterday, and he needed to after basically everyone else went down, but he still only averaged 2.1 yards per carry. You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but down the stretch here, they have got to do something to get their running game going, especially these next two games, because you can't expect Jordan Love to continue to go drop back against, you know, the Lions or the Chiefs 40, 50 times. I mean, you can do it against the Chargers because their passing defense has not been great, right? Especially after losing Bosa. Yes, you can live with dropping back that many times. But, man, they've got to get the running game going. And, of course, it's all the harder now that you lost Aaron Jones and Wilson for the foreseeable future. But they've got to do something there. That's got to happen.
And to your point about how poor the running game was against the Chargers, I think that makes what Jordan Love did even a little bit more impressive as well. Yes. Because after a while, like, you knew the Packers weren't going to be running the football, and yet and still they were able to move the ball down the field. And like you mentioned, A.J. Dillon, when the season started, some bad performances coming off of a down year for him, but he was running hard this past game. The numbers don't show it, of course, but like, A.J. Dillon has continued since, I forget, like maybe it was like game 3 or 4 of this season where he kind of just kind of flipped that switch. Another good game from him in the sense of how he was running the ball. He didn't have many holes to run through, unfortunately. Which is unfortunate because I know the Chargers are bad against, you know, the pass, but they're also not great against
the run. Supposedly. Right.
So I thought that we would see a little bit more from that. But, yeah, the injuries were really unfortunate. Seeing Aaron Jones go down, and luckily he came back and said, you know, it's not as serious as we thought it would be. Matt LaFleur echoed that sentiment. But I do want to just say they also said that after the hamstring.
Okay, all right, Camille, just relax.
Have to say it because
my guess would be it's an MCL. I know they're getting an MRI today. I think he'll be gone for at least like 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. But we'll see. You know, the fact that it's not – season ending is a miracle.
It's a good thing. Yes. So I just want to say that there are some who are like, oh, maybe he'll be back after the Lions. And I'm like, I don't know.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
About that. But yeah, the Packers are going to have to do something and add someone else to that room with these injuries. Yeah. Maybe someone who we cut earlier in the year who's still in the practice squad. I know
Patrick Taylor's out there in New England.
He's out there.
I don't know. It feels like that ship has sailed, though. You know,
because
they had the opportunity to sign him to the 53 before. I get that they're kind of in a desperate spot right now, but you know, they literally told him, "We're not signing you to the 53," and then let him go. I don't know. I mean, it's his choice. He doesn't have. That's the other thing. It's not like they can just pluck him. He has to agree to terms. Right. He could just say, "Screw you. You had a chance to sign me, and you didn't. I'm gonna go sit out here in New England." I don't know. I'm just, you know, that's just guesswork. But that kind of move makes sense, and it's the kind of thing you got to think they're probably on the phone today trying to do. Yeah. But you're right. They got to do something. They got someone on the practice squad. Maybe they'll undoubtedly call him up. But outside of that, I think they got to add a body at least.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it's not like whoever they add, they're gonna be thrown out there on Thursday with significant snaps, if any snaps at all. It's like there's not enough time. You've got one practice probably. So, yeah, that's a quandary. Speaking of this Lions game on Thursday.
Ooh, boy.
Camille, is there any chance the Packers don't ruin Thanksgiving?
Of course there's a chance, Aaron. There's always a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the Bears just had a pretty good game against the Lions.
They freaked it off at the end.
In a very Bears-like fashion where I was just like,
Bears at the end. Yeah, no doubt.
Not the safety that you got. To, all right, whatever, oh fine.
I love it.
Bear it out. But
Bears still suck.
Packers, of course, are underdogs coming into this Thanksgiving game, as they should be, with the way the Lions are playing. 8-2. They haven't been 8-2 since like the 60s. And
I saw that yesterday. It was like, it's before any of us were born, the Lions were good.
I was like, golly, we were still separating people based on the color of their skin in the 60s. That's when the Lions was good. Jesus. Like, my God, it was still
wow, what a pull. What a pull.
There was segregation going on last time the Lions were this good.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I mean, you're not wrong.
Exactly. That's how long it's been. Like, things ain't incredible. Perfect now, but my goodness, it's been a long time since the Lions had a record like this. So, of course, they're favored against the Packers, but stranger things have happened. It's any given Sunday with the NFL now. That's any given Thursday and now Black Friday and some Saturdays and Sundays and Mondays.
Any day that ends with Y, there could be an NFL game going on, especially down the stretch here.
The Packers could do it. And for me, my Thanksgiving wouldn't be ruined just if they lose. It's all about how they lose.
How they lose. Yeah. No moral victories except for the moral victories. I'm telling you. Yes.
Exactly. Plus, it'll be good food all around on Thanksgiving. Some good vibes with the fam. So
my girlfriend tried to make Cornish hens. She tried to slip that in. She tried to like. Cornish hens? She tried to like, you know. Oh, I think I'm gonna make Cornish hens. I had to put my foot down on that one. I'm not usually a very stringent, you know, partner here, but you gotta have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Do a turkey breast. Or
I'm a traditionalist, Camille. I just, you know. I like things the way they are.
I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, who knows? You're right. Get a couple bounces your way. I mean, look, the Chargers certainly gave the Packers some gifts.
Yeah.
That's not the tendency of this Lions team, but you never know. You never know. Maybe the pressure gets to them. The high-flying pressure of being on national television as a favorite, it's not something they're used to.
They've been playing with that weight this season, and they've showed up for the most part. They have showed up.
That's true. We just got to steal that Ravens game plan, whatever it was. Oh, wait, be really good, sound, discipline, play hard-nosed football? Yeah, okay.
On a short week.
Yeah, that'll happen. Hey, look. Packers went into Arizona a couple years ago on a short week, down 3 receivers, no practice at all that week, pulled out the W. So anything's possible.
The game we fell in love with Douglas.
That's right. Oh. That hurts. That hurts to say. Camille, I can't thank you enough for the time. As usual, it's always great to talk to you. Tell the folks out there where they can find you here on this internet.
Absolutely. Once a week, check me out with the Technical File Podcast, TECKNICAL. We cover NFL, NBA, and wrestling news on a weekly basis. You can check out our YouTube page and join the show live every Tuesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. In addition to that, you can catch me throughout the week, Monday through Friday, on Locked On Bucks. We'll be there tonight breaking down all the action from tonight's hopeful victory in Washington against the flailing Wizards. So hopefully we have a dub to talk about there on Locked On Bucks. So you can find Locked On Bucks wherever you get your podcast, as well as YouTube as well.
There you go. My Bucks.
Your Bucks.
Down. Love
it. They're figuring it out.
They actually, much like the Packers. See, everybody in Wisconsin's figuring it out. I love
except
it.
For the Brewers.
Well, okay. All right. All right. We're doing so well, Camille. Oh, we'll talk about the Brewers some other day when I'm liquored up and have opinions that I can share. But for the moment, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Go Pack.
Absolutely. Take care.